Shalom to all. Today's office of Abbas is Daf Kuf Vav, and we're starting right at the top of the Amud with a brand new Mishnah. And today's office sponsor, Lilu Nishmas, Marsh Merim Sar Abbas Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And we continue with yet another case of a sale of land and how we're supposed to view a mismeasurement. And let's remember, we previously discussed two different Lashinas. One of them was Mida Bechavel. It's being measured by a rope. In that case, the measurement has to be precise. They're not allowed to be off even by a little bit. Whereas when he said, Hein Chaser, Hein Yasser, more or less, they're allowed to be off by a quarter of a kav. And we have another one. The Mecher said, I'm selling you a base car of land, Besimanov, with its landmarks and its borders. For example, the Meicher and Lekech are standing by the land, and he said, this here base car of land I'm selling you, due west it goes up until that tall tree, due east it goes up until the bank of that river, and due north by those palm trees yonder. So in this case, it's actually like he said, Hein Chaser and Yasser, but it's different. Since he mentioned specific landmarks and borders, it's understood that it's the land defined by those things which is being sold as is, and the allowed for a mistake is different as well. And as the Mishnah tells us, Pachas Mishtos Higiyai, if he's off by less than a sixth, he has reached him, which means the sale is valid and Lekech keeps it, no one's allowed to complain. This number of a shtus is like a na by regular sale. Price fraud, as we know, is a sixth, and that's the same thing over here. And this is actually four times more than before. In our previous discussion, we allowed for a mistake of a quarter of a kav per saw, whereas a sixth is a full kav per saw, four times that amount. Now let's say the mistake was more than a sixth, ad shtus yinake, he subtracts up until they reach a sixth. In other words, if the mistake was more than a sixth, either the buyer's money is refunded or the extra land is returned to the seller until they reach that number of a sixth. Now the Gemara begins by addressing what about precisely a sixth. The Mishnah just said less or more than a sixth. What about exactly a sixth? The Gemara stated, we have machlokes about this. Rav Huna Amar, he says, shtos kepachas mishtos. If the mistake was exactly a sixth, that's just like less than a shtos and the sale is valid. Whereas Rav Yehuda Amar, he says, shtos kiyoser mishtos. A shtos is like more than a shtos and the extra has to be returned. Now Rav Huna Amar, shtos kepachas mishtos. Rav Huna explains himself, hachi kamar, this is what the Mishnah is saying, pachas mishtos u shtos bechlal. If it was less than a shtos or exactly a shtos, then higia, it's a valid sale. Whereas yoser mishtos, yinake. If it was more than a six, that was a mistake, then we have to subtract up until we reach the magic number. Whereas if you do amar shtos ki yoser mishtos, hachin kamar, this is what the Mishnah is saying, pachas mishtos higiyoy. If it was less than a six, valid sale. But ad shtos u'shtos bechlal, yinake. If it was more than a six, or precisely a six, so then they're going to subtract. And these are our two opinions. The Gemara now asks a question on Rav Huna. Basically, we have a brass that tells us, let's say he sold him the land and he uses lashon of besimadav mitzarav, piche shtos ayhoiser shtos, the buyer received a shtos less than he should have, or if he received a shtos more than he should have, it's like Shema Dayanim, Higiyoy, and it's a valid sale. Now Shema Dayanim, which literally means an evaluation of judges, is done when a person owes money and land has to be sold, so Dayanim evaluate how much his land is worth in order to sell it to pay this debt. For example, a father died, left his property over to the Yosayimim, but he has a responsibility to feed his wife's children, and so some of these properties have to be sold for that debt, and over here we're going to have a Shema Dayanim. And the Brass just told us that if the Dayanim make a mistake, it's valid. Now what do we see from here? Shema Dayanim deshtos, ki yaser mishtosu. When a Dayanim make a mistake of a shtos, that's just like making a mistake of more than a shtos. So we clearly see that shtos and more than a shtos have the same din, and that's just like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rav Huna. Kashan Rav Huna. Some of the Rav Huna would respond to you, Tamech, according to you, based off this braisa that you're using to ask as a question on me, Higiyai Ketani. The braisa says Higiyai, that it's a valid sale. Namely, when Dayanim make a mistake of a shtos or more than a shtos, it's valid. And it's definitely not like Rabbi Yehuda's understanding that more than a shtos and a shtos as well would not be a valid sale. So you can't use that braisa to ask a question on me, says Rav Huna. When even though, yes, shtos and yoser mishtos are compared, but the din and how we paskin in such a case is not like we're understanding. El rather says Rav Huna, kishma dayanim v'loy kishma dayanim, this mistake that we're dealing with in our Mishnah is like shma dayanim, but it's also not like it. Kishma dayanim, it's like this evaluation of dayanim, l'shtos. Then the mistake we're dealing with is a shtos, v'loy kishma dayanim, but it's not like shma dayanim, the ilu hasam, batal mekach. Over there, it's actually batal mekach, v'ilu hacha, higiyai, but over here, it's valid. And so the price is not a kash on Rav Huna. Now we go on to another case, Rav Papa Zavan Aramehu Gavra, Rav Papa bought land from a fellow, Kovavo on Bezan atop, Amar Le, the fellow told him, Havya Esrin Grivi Mishche, this land is 20 measures. Now it happens to be that you were dealing with Saw, so he basically told him it's 20 Saw, but Vole Havoy El Chamisra, it was only 15 Saw, it wasn't 20. Also Kame Dabai, Republican Tabai, Amar Le, your Bai told him, Savers Vikiblas. You analyzed and you accepted it, meaning you knew about this and you accepted it, so you have to keep this land, even though he told you it's 20 and it turned out to be 15. So Papa asked Tabai, Vatran, our Mishnah says, Pachas Mishtos Higioi Adshtos Yinake, and this mistake is more than a six. It's a mismeasurement by a full quarter. He told me 20 and it turned out to be 15. I should get my money refunded or he should have to add on, give me more land. So Abai responded, no. That's only when a person doesn't know about it. When a person does know about it, he accepts what it is. And you knew what this land was and you definitely knew that it wasn't 20. So you accepted the fact that you're getting a land that's not 20 and therefore it's your tough luck. So Papa continued telling him, he told me that it's 20 and it's not 20. And by the mere fact that he said this wrong number, that's just it. There's bit mental mekach of some sorts. Armaleisa, by response to our papa, da'adifa ke'esrin, he means to say that it's as good as 20. He didn't mean to say that I'm giving you 20. He meant to say this land over here is as good as 20 sa, even though it's only 15, it's going to produce as much as 20 sa. And you, Rav Papa, are stuck with that because you knew that the land wasn't 20 sa, and therefore you can't bring our Mishnah to show how there's going to be some sort of bitul mekach, or that at least you should get back some of your money. And now we go on to another case. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi says, Ha'achin shechalku, brothers that split their Yerusha, their father died, left them a Yerusha, and now they're going to be splitting it. How so? They're doing by way of gairol, by way of lottery. Kimin sh'ala gairol echad mehen. Once the gairol came up for one of them, they drew one of the lots for the first brother. Kanu kulam, all the other ones acquired their portion, which means that no one's allowed to be chazer from here. It's already considered official from the moment the first lot is drawn. My time away is this. Amar Blazer clarifies, Ketchilas Eretz Yisrael. It's just like the way Eretz Yisrael was divided originally. Matchila begairol, afkan begairol. Just like in the beginning, when Eretz Yisrael was divided among the Shvatim, it was done by way of gairol. So too over here is done by way of gairol. Even though no official kinyan was made yet, it's still considered binding the moment this gairol was picked, and no one's allowed to go back. As like more, if you're comparing to the division of Eretz Yisrael, imal alon bekalpi v'urim betumim, afkan bekalpi v'urim betumim. Just like over there, when they divided Eretz Yisrael, it was with an official box drawing lot, and the urim betum was there as well. So we should have to do the same over here when three brothers are dividing their Yerusha, and obviously we don't have the urim betumim. So Amar Rashi answers, no. Bahu ana de kotsaisi ladadi gamru makne ladadi. It's ana that they're listening to each other. That's literally what the word saisi means. That's the gemira's das to be makne each other's portions. Each brother wants to divide the Yerusha as quick as possible so they can have their own portion, they could have their own section of the Yerusha, and therefore the moment the first gairol is drawn, that's automatically Gemira's Das on everyone's part. Okay, you can have that part, and we're going to finish dividing the remainder, and that's the way the official Kenyan works. Now we're going to continue discussing this just in light of where one received more than he really should have. And do we still say that the Chalukah, the division, is binding even over there? So Itmar was stated, Shnei Achim Shechalku, we have two brothers that divide the Yerusha, and then Ubalahem Achim Dina Sayam, a brother comes from overseas. It could either be that they knew they had this brother, but they thought he had died, and then he shows up on the scene saying, hey guys, I'm alive, and now he wants a portion. Or it could be they didn't even know that they had this brother, and now he shows up with all of his proofs, his DNA, his ID, whatever it is, proving that he's their brother, so now they have to give him a portion. What do they do? Rav Amarav says, batal machlekes, the whole division was batal. This word machlekes over here does not mean argument like it usually does, as in what's a machlekes between these two tanaim or amarim, it means a division. In other words, Rav says, this original division between the first two brothers is completely batal mavotal, and they have to restart making a brand new division. Whereas Shmuel says, mekamtsin, which literally means they squeeze. In other words, each brother has to give part of his portion to the third one. So let's say, for example, there was six fields and each brother originally took three. Now that this new brother comes on the scene, each brother has to give his new one a field, so now everyone ends up with two fields instead of three. Normally, Rav told Rav Nachman, L'Rav, the Aron Batal Machlekes, according to Rav, it says that the whole division is batal when this third brother shows up on the scene. Amma, we see from here, Hadar Dina, that the din goes back. It's Chayzer. We retract it, and we don't go with this original din, this original division of theirs. And seemingly, that's because the brothers received more than they should have, and that means that the din in the first place wasn't proper, so therefore we redo the whole thing from the beginning. Well, if that's really so, El Meata, from now, what about the following? How do we understand it? Hani Beit Lasa, we have three people, let's just call them three partners. Dekami Va'azel Beit Reminayu, two of them got up, Uploig, and they split, meaning they dissolved the partnership. They went to Bezin and they divided it equally. Hachinam de Batal Machlekes, do you want to say that division is batal just because the third partner wasn't there? Two of the Shutfin, two of these partners went to Bezin, they divided it into three equal portions, and we know that the third partner can't come along and say, this is not fair, I protest, I want to redivide it. It's an official division, there's nothing you can do about it. So why does Rav say in the case of Yerusha that when the brothers divided it and it was perfectly halachically okay that the third brother can now come along and make them restart from the beginning? So the answer is, Hachiyash, is this really so? Is this a good comparison? Hasam nechisi adai debet lasam eikara. Over there in the case of the two partners, they originally started out with all three of them in mind. As we had said, these two partners went to Beis Din and they divided it into three equal portions. So they had that third partner in mind, and that's why he can't say anything. But Hacha, in the case of the brothers dividing the Yerusha, lenechisi adai debet lasam eikara, they didn't start out originally trying to divide it for three brothers, they only divided it for two brothers. And now that a third brother comes along, it turns out that their original division was nothing, and therefore they restart from the beginning. Now we have another question here to the other Shita. Amalei Rav Papa Labai, Rav Papa asked Abai, L'Shmuel D'Ar Mekamtsin, according to Shmuel, who says in the case of the brothers that they're Mekamates, meaning that each brother has to give a little bit of his portion to the third one, and they don't restart the whole din, well, remember the Kamdina, does that mean to say that Shmuel holds Kamdina, whenever we have a din that was paskin, we keep to it, even though it turns out that these two brothers received more than they really should have, because eventually when this third brother came along, it turns out that everyone really should have received two fields and not three, but still, nonetheless, it's come Dina. Well, Rav Shmuel, both Rav and Shmuel saying, we had this yesterday, let's say a sale is stipulated that I'm selling you a car for 30, he can be chayzer even by the last saw, because we look at it as a unit of 30 saw that's being sold, whereas if he says, kar b'shleishim, saw b'selah, the sale is a car for 30, one saw per selah, So then, Rishen Rishen Kana, he acquires each one as it comes to him, and they can't back out. As we see from this first case of Kar B'Shloshim, that they're allowed to back out of the sale, meaning they're allowed to be Mevatalit, as long as the entire thing hasn't been given over. And so Shmuel Shapaskin the same in the case of the two brothers that all of a sudden became three, that since the original division wasn't valid, each one received too much, that the third brother should be able to come along and be Mevatal, the whole thing. But he doesn't hold that. What's Pshat? And the Gemara answers, because I know what off on the top. Hasam Avad Rabbanim Milsa Denichalei L'Meicher Unichalei L'Lekeach. Over there in the case of the sale of Kar B'Shloshim, the Rabbanim were doing what's good for the Meicher and L'Lekeach. In other words, both the Meicher and L'Lekeach want this. They want to be able to back out of the sale. If the price goes up, the Meicher wants to be able to back out so he could sell his wheat for even more. And if the price goes down, L'Lekeach wants to be able to back out so he could buy it elsewhere for even cheaper. And therefore, both of them go into this sale with the understanding that it's not considered 100% sealed and done until everything is measured out. As opposed to in the case of the brothers, when they're dividing the Yerusha, everyone wants to divide it as quick as possible. Each brother wants their own portion to be able to take care of it. As the saying goes, which the Rashbam quotes, "Dikadei or debei shutfei lechamim of lekarira." A pot owned by partners and being taken care of them is not going to get hot or cold. Basically, no one's going to take care of it because each guy says, "Oh, the other one's dealing with it." And it's the same thing by the Yerusha. The brothers want to divide it because once they have their own portion, they're going to take care of it much better than having the Yerusha owned by both of them, where neither of them are probably going to take care of it. And therefore, when we have our two brothers dividing the Yerusha, and then it turns out that there's really a third brother, really the division was good in the first place, and now they just each have to give part of their Yerusha to the third brother. So there's no question from here on Shmuel either. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continuing with another case. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.